Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Eyewitness, a story of personal redemption by Joseph McGee, is his story of a personal deep faith journey, encounter with Jesus Christ, and the transformation of his life. He says, "I was a lone sinner, dying of cancer and carrying the burden of guilt when Christ came to me. It was by his grace and his grace alone that he showed me mercy, and because I believed, he saved me. I'm an ordinary person, but God did extraordinary things for my salvation." One reviewer calls Eyewitness, a story of personal redemption, a genuine, authentic story that will move you. Joseph McGee was a lawyer for 30 years, now retired, the author of Eyewitness, a story of personal redemption, also the author of Twice Blessed, First Century Christians and a 21st Century World, and Joseph McGee joins us on This Week in America. Joseph, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Rick, and thank you for the opportunity to talk to you and your audience who may be interested in these topics of Christianity that we're going to talk about. And I just really am grateful for the opportunity to do this.
Well, it's our pleasure, and a very important message. I mentioned in the beginning, Deep Faith Journey. In fact, that's Joseph's website. We'll give you all the information on his books as we go through the conversation, but his website is deepfaithjourney.com. What do you mean by Deep Faith Journey, and how did you come up with that title?
Well, Deep Faith Journey is how I view life after salvation. In other words, it begins with coming to Jesus Christ in full surrender, and he changes us and transforms us. The Greek word metanoia is what most people, most translations of the Bible translate as repentance, but the word actually means beyond mind or beyond thought, and it involves a transformation, and so, you know, having received this, then we have a lifetime ahead of us to spend getting deeper into faith, learning the lessons that God has set out for each of us, and becoming sanctified for the kingdom to come. And so that is the deep faith journey. It's what comes after salvation. Before salvation, there is a journey into oneself and a realization that nothing else, as if you read the book of Ecclesiastes, you'll see nothing else really comes to anything in the end. We live, we die.
Yes.
But through God, through Jesus Christ, there is more. And so at some point, we are humbled enough to come kneeling at the foot of the cross, asking Jesus to help us. And he is waiting for us. This was the thing that I really discovered. He was waiting for me my whole life to come to that point. And when I did come to that point, in all humility and brokenness, he immediately was there. He transformed my life. And since then, I've been growing and journeying along the path that God has set for me. And this was more than 4 years ago. And even though I still have the cancer, which was what brought me to that point. I still have the cancer, but I'm very healthy. Even I do have
fantastic
to take pills and things.
Yes,
but I'm very healthy. I'm very physically active. I spend a lot of time on the streets working with our poor, and I've written two books, all since this moment, and they all concern this deep faith journey. That is the travel in the spirit through this life, and the growth process that results and the purification in the crucible
yes.
of life with the trials and hardships that we must endure along the way.
You said
so that's
two,
what I mean by deep faith journey.
Well, and it's so important, and you said growth process. I want to touch on that in a second. If you're just joining us, our guest is Joseph McGee. That's M-C-G-E-E. This particular book is Eyewitness, A Story of Personal Redemption. His other book is Twice Blessed, First Century Christians in a 21st Century World. His website is deepfaithjourney.com, book available at Amazon, the usual places, from the publisher, proislepublishing.com, and of course, all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to talk about that journey. Why did you feel that you didn't meet, the church did not meet your spiritual needs? Because many people face this where, and you talk about for several decades, you go to church, you say the same prayers over and over, but felt there was something missing, which you found on this journey. Why did the church not meet your spiritual needs?
Well, I think the church is oriented to dealing with numbers of people. By necessity, the church has to be concerned with things like attendance and finances and money. And in fact, I was on the finance committee of my church, so you know, there's just so many things that the church has to do. And I don't want to put down the mainstream churches. If you can see through all the trappings and all the rote, the gospel of Christ is there. But I truly believe that a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and full surrender of one's life is essential. And even though I was a full-fledged member, I was an ordained elder. I had not really had that transformation take place. It has to involve two. It has to involve myself and Jesus Christ acting together, and. Even though I was a seeker, I was not ready to fully surrender myself to him. It took something extraordinary. In my case, it was the cancer diagnosed and stage four from the beginning to put me on my knees, to break down my pride. And we have to be crushed like grapes in a wine press. And your Bible students in your audience will know this is the case. We have to be broken down. We have to be crushed. We have to be thrashed and sifted. This is a process that brings us kneeling at the foot of the cross in full surrender. And, you know, in my 20 years, I'd never heard anybody tell a story like that. I know in some churches they do. But in our church, it was very staid and very, very, you know, it didn't bring one and encourage one to be at that situation. And it took that. And then after I had gone through this experience, which I described fully in my books, I was uncomfortable talking about it to people there. I didn't feel that it would be accepted. I thought they would think either I was crazy or I made it up or something. And so I was kind of like Scrooge in A Christmas Carol, suppressing it or not wanting to fully believe it. And yet I felt like shouting it on the rooftop. So, you know, that was my experience. I found other people that felt the same way, and we got together in a home church and grew and developed a lot together.
Well, you found a more efficient way of delivering the message than shouting on the rooftop, didn't you? These two books are doing exceptionally well. Rave reviews. Joseph McGee is the author and our guest. The book Eyewitness, A Story of Personal Redemption, the focus of the program, but the other book that he's written, Twice Blessed, First Century Christians and a 21st Century World, available as well, Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you those as we go through the program. Time is going by so quickly, and so many key elements in your story that I want to touch on. I mentioned in the beginning the encounter that you had with Jesus Christ, and you talk about that in both of your books. Talk about that encounter, because it really was life-changing for you.
Well, yeah, I was really the diagnosis of stage 4 cancer really shook me up. I also was very concerned because, you know, I had sins in my past, and even though they told us over and over again that our sins are all forgiven, I didn't feel it, and I thought I didn't know what to do with that, but I really prayed for God to help me. So one day in my house, I'm walking down the hallway, and all of a sudden I'm hit with a flashback of something that happened that involved a sin that I had done many years before, and it was so realistic. It was like being there all over again. And then, you know, immediately after that, another and another and another. And with each of them, it felt like a weight, you know, like those lead vests they have in the X-ray room at the hospital that they put on you. It felt like those, and they were crushing me down. And I sat down, and I felt crushed. It was hard to breathe, and all I could do was say, Jesus, help me. And then I see him coming, and he says, I thought you never were going to ask, or words to that effect.
Yes.
And it was amazing. He appeared in front of me carrying his cross, and he said, "Do me a favor and toss that up on this cross." And there was all these sins were in a burlap sack, and I tossed them up there, and I saw that he had the weight of the world, all the people's sins up there, and he went off with it, but he appeared one more time to me. And he said, after all, it's what I died to do. And immediately afterwards, I opened my Bible, and it just fell open to John 5:24, and it said, whoever hears my voice and believes the one who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. He has crossed over from death to life. And it was just like I'd seen that verse many times, but it just occurred to me, whoever, me, hears my words, and I did, and believes the one who sent me, will not be condemned, has eternal life, and has crossed over from death to life. So you have past, present, and future, the trinity of time, and it's a done deal. So I'm like, okay, wow, you know, now what do I do?
Yes.
And that was the beginning of my deep faith journey.
That's just an amazing story. Boy, time is going by so quickly, so much to discuss in the program, and you'll get it all in the book. The book is written by Joseph McGee. This book is Eyewitness, A Story of Personal Redemption. The second book, and you're looking, you'll find the second book, Twice Blessed, First Century Christians and a 21st Century World. Both books are available. His website is deepfaithjourney.com. Very simple to remember. You'll find it at Amazon, the usual places, the publisher, Pro Isle Publishing. You mentioned that you consider yourself just an ordinary person. Why do you think this book is so important for other people? And in reading reviews, I see a lot of people saying this is for believers as well as non-believers. Why do you think this book is so important? What do you hope the takeaway message is from this book?
Well, I think the takeaway message always is the mercy of God through Jesus Christ. There is no other message, but many people are confused. They don't understand the gospel. They have a hard time with you know, a 3,000 page book called the Bible.
Yes.
What I've tried to do is first to tell my personal story, my confession, so that people understand that, yes, very ordinary people can be saved, either by ordinary or by extraordinary means. And the second is to help people to deal with this enormous book, this collection of all kinds of stories and histories and gospels and explanations that we call the Bible, and revelations, and to put that together in something of 120 pages of clarity to help people who struggle with the meanings of things, and also to help people to understand why bad things happen to good people, and why it's essential to understand that suffering is not necessarily always indicative of a bad thing. We do have to suffer in the crucible of life to be purified like gold and silver. And Christ himself says this in Revelations 3 in speaking to the church in Laodicea, that we have to be purified like silver. That is the ore is placed in the crucible and placed in the fire, and the ore comes out, and the dross, that is the part that's not valuable, is thrown away, and our spirits have to be cleansed that way and purified. And I think I can honestly say that all the different things that we suffer and that I've suffered have all gone toward creating what God wants in me to be purified for his kingdom, which is to come and happily so, you know, the last message and the thing that just I feel is very important is for people to understand that in all this, we should be joyful and happy and rejoicing and thankful.
And you talk about that, the suffering, as you mentioned, as well as the idea that we all should be happy. Those are topics that are addressed in Joseph McGee's book, Eyewitness, A Story of Personal Redemption. And you talk about presenting the message. All of the reviews say that this is done very plainly, in words that we all can understand. You're not preaching during the course of the book. You are sharing your story. How has this changed your life? Got a couple minutes left here, but I want to talk about this transformation you went through. You've talked about before and struggling, and then you talked about the encounter with Christ. How has your life changed after that? Because I sense the passion you have for life and getting this message out to other people.
Well, I can tell you that before I was a bit lethargic, overweight, opinionated, and self-righteous. There were a lot of things that I would not have even thought about doing that I take for granted are my life today. And I'll tell you one of the main ones is working with our homeless people in the streets of Covington, Kentucky. I mean, I'm out there every day with food and cold drinks and things, which I buy myself. I'm out there distributing things to people. And sharing the gospel with people. Yesterday, we were on 7th Street in Covington with four Christian believers who are homeless talking about the Bible. You know, I brought them snacks and cold drinks because it was a hot afternoon. And but we spent an hour there just discussing the scripture and the meanings of things in the Bible. And they're very much believers. I've encountered so many homeless people. Many of them were saved in prison through experiences very similar to the one that I described for myself. You know, if you can imagine being in a cold cell with nothing and having Jesus Christ talk to you, this is something that does happen, because that experience, that shock, and that misery of being in prison or of being homeless or of these kinds of things do bring people to Christ. And just like me, they are also much happier than many rich people I know. And I can tell you that since my metanoia, my transformation, I've been happy every single day of the last 4 years.
Amazing.
And I was happiest the winter of the pandemic, when I was serving dinners in a facility that was loaned to us by the Campbell County, Kentucky jail to use for sheltering homeless people. And even though I wore masks and things, we were all in close contact. You know, I'm an older person. There's a risk. I talked it over with my wife. She gave me her blessing, and I was there every night serving dinner, handing out coffee and candy to people when they were shivering in the cold. And it was so blessed. It was one of the most uplifting and fantastic times of my entire life. And many things have happened like that. I can't even go into all of them because of time now, but many of them are in the book. And I just feel so blessed by God to be able to do the things that I'm doing, that I would have frankly been afraid to go to these places, let alone befriend these people. And I do befriend them, and I love these people. And many of them see us coming, and they also love us who come to them. And they're people who really need our help out here in the street.
What a rewarding life that you're living now. And Joseph McGee is our guest. I want to take a minute or two here at the end. I've mentioned a number of times the second book, Twice Blessed, First Century Christians in a 21st Century World. Excellent reviews, touching lives as well. Joseph, take a minute or so, but just give us a broad view of what Twice Blessed is about.
Well, Twice Blessed is a continuation of the deep faith journey. It is about the fact that in the first century, Christians were heavily persecuted. In two-thirds of the world today, Christians are heavily persecuted. Over 100,000 people a year die due to persecution simply because they won't renounce faith in Jesus Christ. And realizing that, I realized that we are in a world that is being tested, and the entire world, I said before, individuals are tested and sifted, but the entire world is being tested and sifted right now. And we realize that, like the first century Christians, that we are subject to all kinds of difficulties who really believe in Jesus Christ and follow him all the way to the end, no matter what the test is, and that our response remains to be positive, to be joyful in Jesus Christ, and to live a higher form of life. I also, in that book, try to simplify things from the Bible and make them easier to understand, and to make the Bible relevant to ordinary people's everyday lives, especially when they're going through difficulties and testing.
Well, you do both of those very well in the two books that you've written by doing it in an understandable and relatable way. Sometimes the Bible can be intimidated. You break that down so that we are able to understand it. Our guest on the program, Joseph McGee, that's M-C-G-E-E. The books are Eyewitness, A Story of Personal Redemption, and the book we just mentioned twice, Blessed, First Century Christians and a 21st Century World. Both books are available. Joseph's website is deepfaithjourney.com. You'll find the books at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. Also, the publisher, proislepublishing.com. Joseph, a pleasure having you on the program. Are you working on another book? You've done such an excellent job with these two. Is there a third book you're working on?
There is. I think the title is going to be A Stronger Heart. Mm. And it's going to be a continuation along the same lines of the first two books, going deeper into the deep faith journey. And as my life nears its conclusion, the things that I'm experiencing and the transformations in my life that are positive and worthwhile, I want to share with the world while I'm able to do so. And you know, I just bless God every day for the opportunity to be heard and to share these wonderful things that He reveals through the Holy Spirit and that we can all partake in.
Yes.
And to be true to the Bible and to the Word in everything that I write. I think I cite everything I write, where it comes from in the Bible, so that everybody can fully understand and realize that this is the unadulterated word of the Bible. And I think that was the phrase that one website used to describe it. I believe that everyone, whether they are already a saved Christian or whether they're a seeker, will benefit from and enjoy both of the books I've written, and I hope they like the third one as well.
And I'm looking forward to talking about the third one. These books, the two books, have been life-saving. And again, I'll give you the titles: Eyewitness, A Story of Personal Redemption, and the newest book, Twice Blessed, First Century Christians and a 21st Century World. The books by Joseph McGee. His website, deepfaithjourney.com. Joseph, time has gone by way too quickly. A pleasure having you on the program to share your message. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Rick Bratton, for having me.
It has been our pleasure. Joseph McGee, his website, deepfaithjourney.com. Of course, all this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.